Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Bill Crowder, and I titled today's reading, Tell the Story. Robert Todd Lincoln, son of U.S. President Abraham Lincoln, was present for three major events: the death of his own father, as well as the assassinations of Presidents James Garfield and William McKinley. But consider that the Apostle John was present at four of history's most crucial events: the Last Supper of Jesus, Christ's agony in Gethsemane, his crucifixion, and his resurrection. John knew that bearing witness to these events was the ultimate why behind his presence in these moments. In John 21, verse 24, he wrote, "This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true." John reaffirmed this in his letter of 1 John. He wrote, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim." John felt a compelling duty to share his eyewitness account of Jesus. Why? Quote, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard," he said, "so that you also may have fellowship with us." Close quote. The events of our lives may be surprising or mundane, but in either case, God is orchestrating them so that we can bear witness to him. As we rest in the grace and wisdom of Christ, may we speak for him in even life's surprising moments. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete." Let's pray. Jesus, please help us to be sensitive to those times when we can share with others how much you love us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.